Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad that you are with me in time for another edition. Well, another opportunity to look into the future. That's right. And you know what? As we look into the future, one of the questions I want to ask is, what do you think is the future for our nurses? You know, our nurses who work in our hospitals, our nursing homes, our clinics, etc. When it comes to salaries, benefits, when it comes to academic requirements to become a nurse, when it comes to experience that will be required or asked of for anyone who's considering going into the nursing profession. What do you think about the staffing of nurses? Staffing of the hospitals with nurses, do you think that we'll eventually have a shortage of nurses? Do you think we have a shortage of nurses right now? How many of you have been to visit someone in the hospital, or maybe you've been a patient in the hospital in the last, let's just say 3 to 6 years? I'm sorry, 6 years up to the present. Were you pretty comfortable with the number of nurses you saw doing what they do? Were you a little concerned about the number of nurses that you saw on board doing what nurses do? What do you think the future holds for nursing patient, nurse-to-patient ratios? Do you think that we'll begin to see more nurses working in rural areas? You know, we talk a lot about it. We hear a lot about, we read a lot about physician shortages in rural areas. And that is, without question, a critical problem. But what about nurses in rural areas? You think that there will eventually be a push to get more nurses in rural areas, just like there's a push to get more doctors out there? And if so, what kinds of incentives do you think might be offered to people willing to consider performing their nursing skills in rural America? How about this? What do you think the future holds when it comes to having more nurses in inner city public schools? Of course, I know that we need other professions to be, you know, in greater number in inner city schools too. For example, counselors. Big need for that. But I'm focusing on nurses simply because this week is Nurses Week. And so I want us to think about nurses for a minute or two here. What do you think it would take to get more nurses in our inner city public schools? As I mentioned about a week or two ago, I was really pleased when I learned that Parkland had plenty of counselors in their schools. And so when the shooting took place, they had counselors ready to take care of the needs of the students, faculty, etc. Man, it would be great if that were also the case for inner city schools, especially in light of the fact that inner city schools have had problems that cause stress for decades. Nurses. More nurses in our schools, and enough so that they won't be overwhelmed. You know, you won't have one nurse covering 2, 3, 4 different schools. Where do you think the future holds? Well, I do want you to realize that, you know, sometimes, you know, people have to come to their profession and to their work to their jobs with the right attitudes. There's no question about that. And just like we have a lot of law enforcement officers of every ethnicity who are truly, truly good at what they do. They're fair. They're just. They pursue excellence at what they do. I mean, many, many law enforcement officers of all ethnicities who are like that. They're that kind of law officer. They're the type of law enforcement officer we want and need. But we also do have some law enforcement officers who are the opposite. Well, by the same token, we have a lot of nurses who are dedicated to helping. And they endeavor to help day in and day out. Every time they show up, they are there to minister, to help, to at least try to make life a little better. And very often, not only for the patients they're working with, but for the family members who will be relieved at the progress being made by their loved ones, as other professionals in the hospital, along with the nurses, provide the care that they provide. But there's no question that we do have some people within the nursing profession who could really use some attitude adjustments. We realize that. But I'm saying that to say this. I really want us to truly appreciate our nurses, the ones who are really doing a great job. Let's applaud them. Let's praise them. Let's thank them, whether we be the patients, whether we be the family members of the patients. Let's thank the nurses who are doing a good job for doing a good job, for those who are taking good care of us or our loved ones. Let's thank them for taking good care of us or our loved ones. Nurses Week. We have a few more days that we can do this. And here's the beauty of it. I'm mentioning it now during Nurses Week, but Nurses Week doesn't need to be the only time that we thank our nurses when they are truly helping us out. Year in and year out, people are in the hospitals being cared for by nurses, in nursing homes being cared for by nurses, clinics, etc. Think about hospice care, you know, where the nurses are, and they are truly doing a good job. Let's let them know we appreciate them. Yes, indeed. All right. So, you think that we will have more opportunities for nurses? What about their salaries? Do you think the salaries that nurses are paid on average, typically, are fair wages for what they do? Do you think they should be paid much more than they're paid? How about their working conditions as far as the number of hours that they're required to put in? I think generally speaking, the hours are truly fair. With what little bit of knowledge I have, I think that for the most part, the hours are probably fair. Now, that's not to say that nurses don't work. Not saying that. But I don't think they're overworked like some physicians might be, especially physicians who are residents in those final years of their training. And they're called upon to be on call a lot, in addition to putting in their regular hours. Nurses don't really deal with that, but what about when it comes to having a more diverse nursing force? Are we seeing, I say more diverse, what about the current level of diversity of our nurses? Do you think it looks good? You think that there's room for much improvement? How about this when it comes to diversity? The percentage of male nurses compared to the percentage of female nurses. We know that for the most part, it seems like it's not a discrimination issue. In other words, It's not that we have a whole lot of men applying for nursing jobs, a whole lot of women applying for nursing jobs, and the women are just giving preferential treatment. That doesn't seem to be the case from the few discussions that I've had about this in the past. The issue is we don't have a whole lot of men applying for nursing positions. Despite the fact that the nation's first nurses and possibly the world's first nurses were males. Yes. The first nurses, male nurses. And as time went on, that kind of flipped. So I don't think that, though, it's an issue of discrimination. I think it's really an issue of perception. I think that a lot of people perceive the nursing profession as a profession for women. It's a medical profession. Yeah, you have technologists, whether they be radiology technologists or otherwise, males and females. You have anesthesiologists. Maybe some more males and females, but male and female. Physical therapists, male and female. The nursing profession really is for just as much for men as it is for women. But you know how it is. A lot of times we just have these perceptions. We begin to categorize and classify. And as it turns out, most people see the nursing profession as a profession for women. Like I said, it really is a good profession. Offers good pay, good benefits. There are various opportunities when it comes to hours you might work, because you could take a look at working at a doctor's office. You could take a look at working at particular clinics. Of course, there's the hospital. I mentioned hospice care and other opportunities. And so there are also opportunities to kind of determine what hours you would work as a nurse. And so, you know, those are benefits that males and females enjoy availing themselves of. Males and females like taking care of people, even from a medical perspective. That's part of the reason you have male and female doctors, male and female physician assistants. So, what about more male nurses? More male nurse practitioners? You think we'll begin to see more of that in the future? Well, anyway, food for thought. But in the meantime, I definitely want us to remember to let our nurses, who are really taking good care of us, or our family members, know that we truly appreciate them. When we come back, let's take a look some more at the future. Let's resume that discussion that we began last week regarding the future of art. I'll be back in just a few.